WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's trying its best to drive us crazy. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're tackling something we all grapple with at some point. Self-doubt. Ever felt like you're on the verge of greatness, but then a little voice whispers, "Nah, you can't do that?" You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, but your brain throws a curveball saying, "What if you fail?" Well, let me tell you, that voice is a total fibber. It thrives on insecurity and loves to keep us stuck in our comfort zones. But guess what? We're not here for that. We're here to kick self-doubt's butt and unleash the awesome potential we all possess. So, buckle up, my friends, because we're about to dive into 5 powerful strategies to help you silence that nagging voice and step boldly into your power. First things first, recognize those sneaky thought patterns. Self-doubt often disguises itself as helpful advice or realistic expectations. But in reality, it's just fear talking. Pay attention to the language you use about yourself. Are you constantly putting yourself down? Calling yourself names? Believe me, I've been there. It took me realizing how toxic those thoughts were before I could start breaking free from them. Next up, challenge those negative beliefs. Whenever self-doubt pops its ugly head, ask yourself, "Is this really true?" Or, "What evidence do I have to support this thought?" Most of the time, those doubts are based on assumptions and not facts. Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, "I am capable, I am worthy, I can achieve my goals." It sounds cheesy, I know, but trust me, it works. Now, let's talk about celebrating your successes, no matter how small they may seem. We tend to focus on our shortcomings and ignore our wins. But every achievement, big or small, is a step forward. Acknowledge those victories and give yourself credit for your hard work. It builds confidence and reminds you of your strength. Next up, surround yourself with positive people. The company we keep has a huge impact on our mindset. Seek out supportive friends, family members, or mentors who believe in you and encourage your growth. Avoid those negative Nellies who constantly drain your energy and bring you down. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We all need support sometimes. If you're struggling with self-doubt, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend. Talking it through can make a world of difference. Think about the last time you felt self-doubt creeping in. What were you thinking? How did it make you feel? Maybe you were about to give a presentation and your mind started racing with worst-case scenarios. Or perhaps you had an amazing idea but doubted your ability to pull it off. I remember one time I was invited to speak at a conference about something I'm passionate about, mindfulness and stress management. It felt like a huge opportunity, but my inner critic went into overdrive. What if you mess up? Who are you to be giving advice? They're going to realize you don't know anything. I could practically hear those doubts whispering in my ear. I almost backed out, but then I remembered this. If not me, who? This is important to me, and if I let fear stop me, I'd be doing myself a disservice. So, I took a deep breath, silenced those doubts, and gave it my all. And guess what? It was amazing. The audience was engaged. They asked great questions, and I felt empowered by sharing my knowledge. That experience taught me that sometimes the biggest obstacle is not the task itself, but our own self-doubt. So remember, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of success. Don't let those pesky doubts hold you back from living your best life. Believe in yourself, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and never stop chasing your dreams. And hey, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you overcome self-doubt? Share your tips and stories with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay awesome and keep tapping out of overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.